Welcome to your daily devotional, June 29th. Consider Jesus. Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 1. Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus. Let us consider Christ Jesus. Let us thoroughly investigate who he is. The depths of the Son of God and the things relating to him far exceed the depth of Lake Baikal, the deepest lake in the world, located in Russia. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. A careful study of the Son of God could not be completed in an eternity. But nevertheless, we are to consider Christ Jesus. Consider the holiness of Christ, for in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. He is sinless and cannot stand to have sin in his presence. This is why Jesus offers us his righteousness, that we might be allowed entrance into heaven where God is. Consider the availability of Christ Jesus. He sits on the throne of grace, awaiting your arrival right now, dear friend. On what basis do we obtain such favor from the potentate of the universe? Jesus has completed his priestly work, being offered once to bear your sins. And today, he is not idle. Rather, he strains his ears in earnest expectation of the cry of needy sinners such as you and I, prepared to advocate and intercede for his people. Consider Christ Jesus in light of the titles he is known by in the Bible. In our text, he is called Apostle and High Priest. Jesus is also called King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Jesus Christ is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Consider Christ Jesus in his power which knows no bounds. Consider Christ Jesus with a view to his perfect love which casts out fear and offers hope. Consider Christ Jesus in his patience with you. Let us take note of the manner after which we might consider each of his attributes or characteristics. Consider Christ Jesus and his faithfulness in light of his perfect example. He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. Has not the Son of God proven by his actions that he will go to great lengths to make the way of salvation possible? He entered into humanity as a baby, lived a sinless life, yet died for sinners, rose from the dead and ascended into heaven. How much more so will he accomplish your glorification, O ye of little faith? Consider the fact that Christ Jesus never failed to live up to his promises, and he never wavered in his mission. Mighty God could do no less. Fence sitter, unbeliever, these words should encourage you to make haste in seeking him at once. Consider his claims demands a decision. For this is a matter of spiritual life and death, not merely an intellectual exercise. Christian, I suppose you are much encouraged by these words thus far. And so now is the time to walk the walk. Consider Christ Jesus, and please do consider sharing this devotional with a friend who may need to hear it. God bless you.